Hello, Father Eugene here on behalf of the priests, giving you all an update on our journeys since the celebration of Thanksgiving Day in New Orleans. On Friday last, we left New Orleans for Houston, rising up over the Mississippi in the plane. I hope maybe you'll be able to see some pictures of the Mississippi that are posted either on our tweets or on our website. But we arrived in Houston in the early afternoon, got our bearings, having been collected at the airport and brought towards Spring, where we had a concert on Saturday evening in Centrum Arts Center at Cypress Creek Spring. It's a church environment, which also on occasions functions as a performing arts centre. It's a very innovative and imaginative kind of arrangement there, but the organiser had been trying to get us back to Cypress Creek for some time, was unsure if it would dovetail with the church's scheduled plans and events coming up to Christmas, but she was able to secure the Saturday evening slot for us, much to our absolute delight. Having returned to Cypress Creek, we also had the opportunity to renew our singing and musical relationship with Danica Don Johnson, who sang for us both in Cypress Creek and in Galveston. But first, let me tell you all about Cypress Creek. As I say, we arrived at our hotel. This was on Black Friday, don't forget, when many shoppers would have been out getting real bargains. The gentleman who took us from the airport in the shuttle wagon also shuttled us over then to the shopping centre, where we thought we would just take the opportunity to just see what all the hype was about on Black Friday. Well, we couldn't move in the place. It was chock-a-block with people who were there for the bargains, either 50% off or 40% off. And the gentleman who drove us around, he was heading off immediately to get a bargain that he had secured in some computer shop, and he was absolutely thrilled with himself, a gift that he was getting for his girlfriend for Christmas. So we took a little walk around that, didn't buy anything, it must be said, and returned home to our hotel, and we went out for a bite to eat on the recommendation of the concierge at the hotel desk. We ended up, I think, in a, what's it called, Bonefish chain of restaurants, which specialise, of course, as you can imagine, in fish. So we had a nice relaxed evening and got ready then the following day on Saturday for our return to the Centrum Arts Centre, which we did that afternoon for our sound check and for the first of our Christmas concert repertoire, which we sing in the second half. So the first half we had adjusted to include music that we had sung up until now from both parts of the show, if I may call it that, of the concert. So in the first half we had sacred music, some music was suitable for Christmas, and some lovely pieces that are so well known and loved that we are always asked to sing. In the second half, we dedicated the second half entirely to Christmas music, and it was great fun. In one occasion at the Centrum, we actually, by the click of our hands, brought on the lights of the Christmas tree. Of course, it wasn't just done like that. The lights man was well poised to push the button at the right time. But it had the genuine effect of creating the Christmas atmosphere. Lovely concert then in Cypress Creek. Danica, as I say, sang so beautifully. And at the end, we signed the plate and designed it. All three of us had a hand in designing the plate, which you'll see, I think, up on our website or again on one of the tweets. So that's what we had. We had a fantastic evening there. So we'll give you an update on our Galveston Grand Opera House experience. Bye.